Okay. Good morning, y'all. I'm Sonia Perez, and I'm here to talk about a topic that has been all over the media, the Brexit. So I'm going to let y'all with a representative of BBC News that will explain to y'all the information that will clarify the situations. Hello, welcome back, Mr. Brandon.
Hello. As a start, we should understand that Brexit stands for Brexit is a compound word of the British exit, and as you know, we all started in the United Kingdom when in 2016 when we voted for the referendum that established if we were or were not leaving the European Union. As expected, leaving the European Union, one since then we have been arguing about how the withdrawal will be set. This is the agreement and details of the future relationships between the United Kingdom and the rest of the world.
Okay, and what's the last event that has happened till now?
Well, so the European Union and the United Kingdom have agreed to further delay the Brexit until 31st of October 2019. And in the UK Parliament, we've been voting possible future plans with the MPs, and it may, but it seems we cannot agree with.
Do you think the media has done a good job reporting the news?
I do think the media has done an excellent job reporting the news. I believe that the way the most news companies reported in the facts by setting the timeline, adding frequently asked questions, which was outstanding. Also, even though it's what's a political topic, the media has not been biased, which sometimes can be hard to not do so. As well, the resources I have read here explain exactly the same fact than Europe. So I think this is a very positive step for the media.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Mr. Brandon. So as we have heard today, the news have improved in the area of reporting the news without being biased. But still, we have to have high expectations and be very picky with what we choose to believe. And that's all for today. See you next week. Same time, same number. 98.5.